Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is your host, Ty Jones, along with your co-host, Miss Peace on the Big C, and we're going to be live. You're going to hear Ty in the background. I'm hanging out in Richmond, Virginia today, and Miss Peace is in Maryland, of course. Come on, what's up, Miss P?
Hello, hello, everyone. Hi, Miss Ty.
I'm so glad.
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
You enjoy? I'm enjoying the beautiful weather compared to Seattle, where it's kind of cloudy every day. Feels good to see sunshine. It was a beautiful, shiny day yesterday in Richmond. Did some Christmas shopping, and today we're going to get into the holidays. And here, for many, it's time of getting together with family and friends. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. This time of the year can be a wonderful time, a joyous time for many people. Like you said, they get together with family and friends and be at their happiest. But also, have this college of the year, it can also be a stressful time for them.
Yeah. Yeah. We have someone already in the studio with us, T. Let's see who's there. I'll just bring them in, but we're going to go back to you first. Just see who's calling and put them on hold. This is
okay.
Ty Jones, and you've got Miss T filling all the tea on Blog Talk Radio. Your name and where you're calling from. Area code 301, last four digits 6644. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle Smith. I'm calling from Burtonsville, Maryland.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm excited to be back on this month, and I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say.
Well, we are
awesome.
Glad that you have back on with us. Thank you again for joining.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back with you, Michelle. So, breast cancer and the holidays. Tisha, you want to go in a little bit in depth, and then we'll bounce off of one another. What's your take?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this, again, as we said at a few minutes ago, the holidays can be either a wonderful time for people that are dealing with breast cancer, but it can also be a time of struggle. So today I want to talk about what are your favorite holiday traditions? If it's a wonderful time for you, what do you do during the holidays? And if it's a struggle for you, what are some things that you can do to get through the holidays to make it more bearable?
Yeah, I agree. So in my mind, you know,
yes.
When I think of holidays, I think, you know, shopping and spending time with family or friends or flying away for vacation somewhere warm, you know, spending time with people you love. But also, sometimes we have to remember that not everyone is able to spend it the way we would perceive them to be. So these are three key words to remember for both people diagnosed with cancer and their family or significant others: acceptance, communication, and flexibility. If you or someone close to you is going through or recently completed treatment, consider these tips for helping through the holidays. And one I think is accept where you are. If you're feeling tired, more introspective, less social than usual, but don't believe you are depressed, know those feelings. Know them and know that that's okay. There is a tendency for people to have expectations of themselves and others when going through something challenging. They think that they should be behaving and feeling a certain way, and then they aren't meeting those expectations, and then yet another source of stress for them. So let's try to let go of all the expectations. Allow yourself to be where you are emotionally and physically. Do you agree with that, T?
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And just know that your feelings are okay, and you are allowed to have those feelings, and just like you said, just know where you are physically and emotionally, and those feelings are okay to have. Absolutely, I agree.
So we are back. Ms. Michelle, are you there with us? Michelle, are you
I'm
there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
So sorry about that. It was a little technical glitch. Let me get Ms. T back on the phone and we'll proceed. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, there's always a technical glitch, but we're going to keep it going. Okay.
We're
going to
keep it
so
going.
So as you keep it moving, sis, so as we were saying, you were about to expound on the first thing that I talked about, which was acceptance and where you are. And what do you feel about that?
And just know that your feelings, the feelings that you have, you can definitely be okay with having those feelings. You don't have to answer to anyone about why you're feeling a certain way. And just know where you are physically and emotionally. And just know, again, that it's okay to have those feelings when you're going through, especially when you're going through the hospital. So, yes, accept where you are physically and emotionally.
Also, however, if you feel you're having trouble coping with a specific issue, let your healthcare provider know and ask to see a mental health professional. Seeking help is not a weakness, and that is something I cannot stress enough. Being able to assess your needs and, you know what I'm saying? Giving yourself permission, and that's another thing. Give yourself, the one who's going through it, or if you're in remission, wherever you are in your state of breast cancer, always know that you should just be able to be able, you know, and don't feel embarrassed about how you're feeling, you know. It sets a model for your children, for your family, and for your friends on how they're going to cope. Do you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly with that. Because
so
we,
let's do this real quick also. Let you, this is, Michelle is, tell the listeners, Ms. T, who is Michelle Smith to you? Because I'm pretty sure she's one of your fans.
Michelle is one of my dear, dear sisters. We are in a wonderful organization, service organization called Top Ladies of Distinction Incorporated. And she is our first vice president of our chapter, the Patuxent River chapter in Laurel, Maryland. And she is just a wonderful person and friend. I have come to know and love for the past 2.5, 1.3 years.
Wow. Okay. So, Michelle, you're in the studio with us, and you're, you've been hearing what we're talking about, holidays and breast cancer, and how it affects those that you love or someone that's close to you. So how would you relate to this topic today?
Wow. So I am not a breast cancer survivor. I am a caretaker of parents who had cancer. So as a caretaker, I will say that these holiday times can be very difficult. So if the caretaker isn't on their game, they aren't able to effectively deal with that person who's going through that treatment or that depression or whatever feeling they may have. So I can only speak as a caretaker.
Yes, and so as a caretaker, how does it personally affect you?
Or it's hard. I'm not going
to
lie.
How do you feel to, like, does it give you, what? How does it affect you? That's one. And then two, how do you show person in that area of life that they're going through compassion? Like, how does that, how do you deal with all of that and then giving back?
Right. Okay, those are two great questions. I can say it was very difficult for me, but I did not show that to my parents at any time. The entire time that I was in their presence, I made them feel as if there was nothing else except for them and for me to be of service and show my love and compassion to them. But, you know, when I wasn't with them, I had to seek comfort somewhere else. So I also had a counselor that I spoke to about what was going on in my life. And
okay,
that was very
idea,
beneficial,
you know,
to
that's
me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very beneficial for me.
So, Michelle, if you could tell those that are listening, what was it so important for those, like, for you to go seek therapy? Tell others how important that was for you, and maybe encouraging them to do that to handle coping with someone they love that's going through
a lot of people in our community. I will speak about African Americans. We don't like to go in and see therapists. You know, it's a taboo.
It's almost
we
like,
don't
a,
do that,
almost like
a
taboo. Absolutely. It's a taboo for us.
Right. So, but we have to get over that. And we have to realize that therapy is out there for us. It's medicine for us. It's treatment for the soul. So we need to know that there are options out there for us. I got over it. I went to see someone, and that helped me take care of my parents better.
Okay. I like that. I actually
I
like,
love that.
I like you. So, Tisha, if you could speak to your guests. And I have something interesting to go on from that. is like 9 uplifting gifts for breast cancer survivors. So breast cancer gifts can be hard to choose because it's a touchy subject. And so I've got some ideas for some breast cancer survivor gifts that should help to uplift them and make them feel and have a better day. It's a thoughtful way to show your support and show that you care. Any ideas on that, Ms. T?
Well, first, let me just say thank you, Michelle, for your thoughts on and great words of encouragement that you just gave everyone. So everybody that's listening out there, know that it is okay to go and seek help when you need to get help, especially help mind, because mental health is just as important as your physical health. And as far as caretaker's perspective, just being one that's just having a listening ear and being non-judgmental during this time of the year, whenever they people that are dealing with breast cancer, when they're expressing their needs, their concerns, just listening to them, not being judgmental about any decisions or any things that they are sharing with you, and make decisions as a family. If you don't want to go to that holiday party, make that decision as a family to decline that invitation versus just saying, oh, well, this person, she doesn't want to go because she's not feeling well. Because we don't want to make the breast cancer patient feel like it's their fault that you're not there, that everyone else is not being in the holiday spirit. Make those decisions as a family. So,
yeah, I actually like that you said that because I think, Michelle, you had an awesome testimony, and that actually rang loudly. And I agree with the both of you ladies because we were talking about this from the first time Ms. T came on as a guest to now being a co-host, which was how others handled your sickness or your illness and how sometimes it can make certain people uncomfortable. And then some people, honestly, are not really ready to even go through this with you. But for those that are, we're giving you some helpful hints. Thank you, Ms. Michelle, for that powerful testimony. We've got other people calling in. Area code 803. Last four digits are 9697. Ms. T, who do you think that is?
I'm not sure who that is. So,
804.
Hello.
96. Hello, in your name, where you're calling from?
Yes, I am Hattie Parks. I'm Patricia's aunt, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Welcome back.
Hey, Ms. Patty, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Okay, just stand by, Ms. Patty. Okay, we also have in the studio, area code is 770. Last four digits is 5607. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Hope Abraham, and I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay,
hello, Hope. How are you? I'm great, friend. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Thank you for calling. Yes.
You're
right.
Welcome.
So thank you. Thank you for that. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get to all you lovely ladies that are in the house. So,
yeah,
we want to remind all those that are calling in and that are listening abroad, this is Ty Jones, The Voice, along with T and the Big T. You can tune in 2 Sundays out of the month, and you can call 646-668-2718. Or you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/lovejonestie, and you can tune in by also listening to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play. There are replays. Just click the link after when we broadcast if you didn't get to catch the show tonight. So spill some tea for me, Ms. T. What's up? What's going on?
What's going on with me? I'm just counting down to the holidays. I can't wait to for school to be out. For those that are out there who don't know, I am a teacher by profession, and we are counting down for Christmas break. and I am going to be traveling home to South Carolina to be with my family for the holidays. So just getting ready for that. How about you, Ms. Ty? What's going on with you? How are you been? What's going on with you?
I'm spending the holidays on the East Coast, so I'm over here in Richmond, Virginia, taking in some of the better weather instead of rainy days. Over in Seattle.
I know you are happy about that. Yes.
Happy about that.
I'm happy. I know I'm happy that you are on the East Coast and not over in that rainy Seattle weather. But I am so glad that you are spending the holidays over here. Yay.
I am. I'm very thankful. And many have many things to be thankful for. So I have another suggestion, Ms. T. I'll fill it out there, and I'll see if the listeners can expound on this. So we were talking about three things that I felt were super helpful when dealing with managing breast cancer during the holidays. So with the holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, and the season can quickly go from joyful to stressful for women and men with breast cancer. So whether trying to juggle holiday responsibilities or juggling the social expectations and feeling anything but festive, you and your loved ones can find time of the year, some challenging, some overwhelming, some depressed, some disconnected, and it's okay, as you said. The first part was accepted. The next part, I feel, is communicate. Communicate your needs and your feelings. Be open to about what you need and what you want for the holiday experience to be. And I think as someone that's a survivor or in remission, it's okay for you to communicate. That's the only way people that you love and that love you are going to know what's on your mind and be truthful to that. If you're feeling bad or if you're okay but you're with family, let them know how you're feeling. What do you think?
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I was actually doing some research as well, Ty, and one thing that I found is when we are communicating with those how we feel, we have to do it in a way that when we that know that no one can read your mind. So you have to let people know how you are feeling. And things that you do need and things that you support at any time. But speak up, like you said, but say it in a nice way. But definitely let people know how you are feeling, the things that you need during this time. Because no one can read your mind. And if you want to be supported and to get through the holiday season, you know, you got to communicate. Communication is the key. I tell anyone that is the biggest and most important thing, communication. So, yes.
Amen. And along with communication, you should also foster an open environment and encourage non-judgmental communication. So just make sure your loved ones and your friends know they have permission to tell you what they feel but and think and want. But let them know that you care and that you are for them. And if possible, allow them to set the pace for the holiday. Ask them how they can help with the holiday responsibilities to lessen your load or those that are affected by breast cancer, whether it be male or female, so that way they can take on some of the load maybe someone is fatigued or not capable of. And, you know, even a person that is going through their sickness and fighting through it, we still want to feel wanted. Like, we don't want to just sit there if we're home for the holidays.
Right.
We want to be involved. You know what I mean? So those are some tips for myself. Ms. T, spill some more tea on it. What do you think?
Another thing, too, is keep your calendar open. You know, during this time of year, this is the time of year where we are getting invitations to spend holiday parties. And I plan some things may change. Thank you for the invitation right now. I am planning to attend, and it's am I. So just know that you can, just know that you can definitely change your mind when the day comes, and if you need to not go, it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, you can. And I think with that said, this is something that we want to chime in on some of our listeners that are calling and see if they would like to expound on some of this. So if they have questions, Ms. T, you want to open up the phone line for someone that's called in?
Sure. Let's talk to Ms. Hope.
Okay.
Hi, Ms. Hope. Ms. Are
Hope?
You there?
I am here.
Well, hello. Rest hello, first.
Hello.
All right. Well, we thank you so much again for chiming in. And as a person, well, for those that don't know, Hope and I have been friends for many, many, many years. She is one of my former colleagues. We talked together many years ago, and we have just become such great friends since then. But as a person that, or as a friend of someone that has gone through cancer, give your take on what are some things that you feel as though you can do to help get those that are maybe struggling to get through the holidays.
I want to piggyback on one thing that you just said about your calendar open.
Yeah.
We all have different paths and different journeys, and most definitely life-changing. But I love the fact of being as part of your healing process to say, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm going through.
Absolutely.
And you just don't know who you're going to touch when you go to these events or accept invitations and things like that. You know, I always feel like it's a reason behind where you're going, where you go, who you see, who you talk to, those type things. And I really, really, I just really love that because it's just so true. And it's just something, I've had a life change. I haven't experienced, you know, what you all have experienced, you know, who those who are on the call in terms of being a cancer survivor or whatnot, but as a supporter. One thing I can say during this particular time is just check in. Just check in.
Absolutely.
Don't be too overbearing, but just check in and, you know, with a simple text, a simple prayer. Let them know that you're there and you know, if they need you, whatnot, just to always, you know, just try to show your support in that way.
Absolutely.
Because there are times when they may be lonely, depressed and whatnot, but just a quick check in brightens up a day. And like I said,
and it only,
if it's possible medically, like we're saying, is just go on out, you know, have conversation, you know, socialize.
Mm-hmm.
You never know
Absolutely.
Who you touch and who you be touched by.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
And like,
thank you for your input.
Thank you, Hope.
Let's go forward.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Hope. Let's keep it moving. This is the holidays. We want to wish all well that are enjoying their time of the holidays. And this also can be a tough time for those that are experiencing, you know, this type of setback. But it's always a come up when there's a setback. So with that said, we all have all of these wonderful up and coming events that are happening. And something that I think you're even attending that's coming up is the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Are you attending that?
Yes, I am, and I am really looking forward to going and meeting and getting information on metastatic breast cancer and how women can live with and be able to get information on clinical trials and network with other advocates and just be that advocate for those that are battling this type of breast cancer. So I am looking forward to going to this particular conference on tomorrow, actually. So can't wait for that. So I will definitely be bringing back some great information when I come back. And
Yeah.
When you come back, we have to follow up on this. So for all those that are listening,
oh, absolutely.
Ms. T is going to be able to steal some of the big T on this particular subject, which is the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. This is happening Tuesday the 10th. Starts at 8 a.m., ends on Saturday
mm-hmm.
the 14th from 11 a.m. It's going to be in San Antonio, Texas, 900 East Market Street in San Antonio, Texas. This is a mission to provide state-of-the-art information on breast cancer research from a day one regional conference. It also has grown to a five-day program now. And you guys are going to have, like, broad international audience, academics
yes.
from all of these private research corporations. The symposium aim is to achieve a balance of clinical, translational, and basic research, providing a forum for interaction, communication, and education from abroad. So I can't wait to hear some of the amazing information that you will bring back from that. I think that's going to be a wonderful follow-up for a show. We've got someone
absolutely
else
so.
Calling in as
all
well.
Right.
Let's
that's
see
who we
who
got.
Is. Area code is 301 and last four digits are 6569. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dion from Waldorf, Maryland.
Hi, Ms. Dion. You're calling in to speak with Ms. T, spilling all the tea. She is Ms. T in the Big C. So, have any questions or comments for her? And first and foremost, let's get your name.
Hello,
first.
Welcome.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, no, I don't have
please?
Any questions. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to her to know I really appreciate her for sharing her story and inspiring others and learn to educate us about breast cancer.
Awesome. And what's your name?
I'm Dion.
Dion.
Okay, Ms. Dion. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, Ms. Dion, we'll be. Let's keep it moving. Area code 717, last four digits is 2684. Your name and where you're calling from.
Vivian Grant from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ms. Vivian. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm
doing
Vivian.
Great.
Great.
Hey, love.
Okay.
Glad
thank
to
you
have
for calling
you on today.
All right, I'm calling and listening to see what you're talking about.
All right. Well, for those that are just calling in, first and foremost, welcome, welcome, welcome to our holiday edition of T and the Big C, along with Ms. Ty Jones. And today we are talking about getting through the holidays and how we as, or how you as caregivers, or if you are dealing with breast cancer, it can be either a joyous occasion or it can be a stressful one, and things that you can do to get through the holidays. So that is what we are talking about on this evening.
So, yeah. T, any other type of holiday ideas that you would have or want to suggest?
Well, one last, yeah. Yes, one last piece of advice that I found as I was researching about this show is not only because we've been giving out some great information and some tips on things that can we all can do to get through the holidays, not only being accepting of where we are physically and mentally, communicate, which is a big, big thing. Communication is the key, keeping that calendar open. But last but not least, but be flexible. Do
yeah.
things when your energy level is at your highest. If you don't
yes,
feel like
I believe.
Doing anything, it's okay.
Yeah.
Normally, during the holidays, we make write out Christmas cards. You may not want to write them out this year. You may not feel up to it, and it's okay. Start something, start a new tradition. It's okay. Be
yeah.
flexible. Flexibility is also the key.
Hey,
any thoughts
I
on that?
So. I think flexibility is something to be very that us as for me going through it and you're in remission. I'm only this is December, so
mm-hmm.
I'm only three months in remission of breast cancer surgery, And Ms. T, you're 5 years remission. So whether you're in 3 months or 5 years, sometimes
we're still in it together.
The trauma, how someone coached, is entirely up to each particular person. So I could advise family and friends just to practice patience.
Yes.
And then, and some of these are some good ideas for gift ideas for breast cancer patients. So if you're a breast cancer baddie out there, some gift suggestions I would suggest are something like you could do a food and meal delivery service for your friend, maybe a spa
day. That's a great one.
You could do a dry bar gift card. If you've never been to a dry bar before, they're pretty much the most amazing answers to feeling down and go out, to go straight up gross. Like, sweet staff members at dry bar around the country wash and dry and style hair. However, if you want, perfect for mastectomy patients needing a pick-me-up after recovering in bed for days on end. You know, that would be cool. Even, believe it or not, dry shampoo, because some are not able to shower, as you know, like when you first come out. Like when I had my mastectomy, I wasn't able to shower. So do something like put together a gift basket with some, like, dry shampoo. This stuff comes in handy for those couple of weeks after coming out of surgery. You know, sometimes people are not able to wash their hair, you know. Scarves and headbands, you know. Maybe someone that you know got to go through radiation or chemo. So beautiful scarves, you know, for those going through the chemo, they may want to cover their heads from time to time. Or many beautiful, funky type of options to give them. Headbands, you know, for hope.
Right.
You know, any other suggestions? I can go on.
Like, I was about to say, not only that, but spa days. Right. And what? Not only that, but just come to their, go to their houses and clean their house up for them. Because
guess
many
what?
Patients, they don't want, they don't feel like cleaning up. So go in and just, or hire a service to go come and clean up their house.
I think that would be wonderful. Even, you know, we're all adults, but some ladies and men, adult coloring books, or get them a membership to Netflix or Amazon or something such as that. Maybe they're going to be home for the holidays and, you know, they
Absolutely.
Don't have cable. Maybe you can do something like that. Or sending them flowers. I think these are some wonderful ideas to share with those that you love that may be able, maybe they're not able to get up, you know, and get out for the holidays. So if you're going to send some nice gifts, you might as well make what's called, somebody put together a boobalicious, a boob wrapping paper. So
I love
you take some boob tape and some boob gift wrap, and you create what's called these boobalicious, something that just could give somebody pride about their tatas. I just think being fun and creative is another way to lighten the mood. Like, even though someone is going through a somber moment, keeping it light is also another tip to not be the Debbie Downer, because sometimes you don't know what to say, but just being there to be silent is sometimes a gift in itself. What would you say about
just
that?
Being that listening ear, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
and not only that, but just surround yourself with others to help you get through the holidays. Try not to be by yourself.
Amen.
You want to be around those that love you and support you. So do that as much as you can.
And I like what you just said, because guess what? You have the right to be selective about who you spend time with. So don't feel obligated.
You absolutely do.
You know, don't attend.
And don't feel bad about it either. Absolutely.
Exactly. Choose the ones where you'll be with the people you cherish the most. You may want to be, you know, you may want to skip a lot of large parties altogether and spend a more intimate time with, like, some family and friends. If you have the means and opportunity, another option to consider is going on vacation. So you can get away if you're able to do that. Sometimes just going away with someone you love, or maybe if it's a sister trip. You know what? We should do that. We should start.
We should go on a sister's trip.
A sister girl cruise, and like get a whole bunch of sisters, and you know, in the Christmas time, you can go like to the Bahamas, and they have all those like cool discounts. I'm pretty sure you could find a foundation. I think that would be cool, don't you think?
That would be awesome. That sounds.
We should put a poll together. Let's put a poll together on the Breast Cancer Baddies page. See how many people.
And see who all wanna. Yeah, that sounds good.
So let's open up the airs. Let's open up the phone lines, and you chime in and ask some of your listeners that are calling in tonight, what do they think about? Would they be down to go on a sister cruise?
I'm sure they all would love to go on a sister cruise or some type of vacation just to get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
Yeah. And the good thing about that is if we can put this out there into the atmosphere and see if we can get a nonprofit organization to even sponsor a sister girl cruise for something such as breast cancer, let's see if the Lord will provide for that if we just put it out there. I think something like that is very possible. Okay.
Absolutely.
So now that we put a lot up out there, you want any questions you would like to ask any of the callers calling in regarding some of the ideas that we said tonight?
Well, let's just get final thoughts. Well, let's just get final thoughts on, because we've given out a lot of information. Great information for those that are dealing with breast cancer or for caregivers that may know someone or that are caring for those that are dealing with breast cancer or any type of cancer on what they can do to help get them through the holidays. So let's just Let's just get some final thoughts on tonight, and we are going to and move forward from there.
Amen. So, Miss T, who would you like to hear from first?
Let's talk to Miss Hattie.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Miss
Hattie
tonight. Let's see.
Miss Hattie, what is your final thought for tonight on the holidays and breast cancer and treating someone you love that's dealing with breast cancer for the holidays? What would you tell some of the listeners tonight? Miss Hattie?
Is she on with me? I think I'm
like.
Oh, yeah, she's there.
We're here. Hold on.
You know, what actually to be able to go away and just go away and just let yourself go for a day or two.
Mm.
I mean, you know, do fun things. I stopped doing it, but I decided I'm going to go back and start doing it. I would just take a weekend, book a hotel, have my Bible, and it's just me and the Lord.
Amen.
Well, during that time when you can do something with one of the ladies that's going through, even though you may sit down and want to talk about the Lord and all that, but you want to go out and have fun with her. You know, laugh, talk, joke, and just let her emotions that she have inside of her, just let her let it spill out. I mean, that will help her a lot to me, because even with you bringing the Lord into it, because you know everyone needs him, and then on top of that, their mindset is not to just constantly think all the time. The only thing that they'll be thinking about a lot of times is they want to get better. With the Lord and with your help, and you got all this energy around her and all this, it would be a good thing for someone to do for somebody.
You know, Hattie, I love that idea of just going away and just letting loose. Not thinking about what you're going through at the moment, not thinking about that you're having to go through chemo or you got to go to the doctor, just letting loose for just one day or a weekend and just being yourself.
A weekend. Just not think about anything.
That's a great idea.
Just like, Lord, just let me have this time this weekend. And I know you got my back. I know you're going to get me through this. But I just want this weekend just for me to have fun.
Yes.
And not
well,
to be able
you.
To think about it.
Yes. Thank you so much,
Hattie,
for that. Yes. Love that. Love that.
All right.
Okay, see who else?
All right, let's go to Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle.
Miss Michelle, Fifth, your final thought for this evening on the discussion?
Well, this was a very lively discussion, and what I would like to say is one of the things that piqued my interest is the fact that you talked about clinical trials. So Vatisa said, I am with an organization, Top Ladies of Distinction Incorporated, and we have a health and wellness initiative. And our president, Lady Sharon Beard, she's very interested in clinical trials. And I just think that we need to get that word out there. We need to let ladies know, especially African-American ladies, but all ladies, that there are clinical trials out there. I'm sitting here in Maryland. We're right by the National Institutes of Health, and they have clinical trials all the time. So if that's something that we could get out there, I know this is about the Christmas season and everything, but I think the best thing that you can do for yourself is find resources to help you better. That's what I'm
hoping. And that is why, absolutely, and Michelle, that is why we are doing what we are doing. That is why T in the Big C is in existence, to get that information out there, to be another resource for those that may not have other resources to go to. So I will definitely be following up with another episode once I attend this conference and get information about the clinical trials and about metastatic breast cancer, and especially for, like you said, for women of color and for African Americans, period, because we don't always have access to those resources, and we need to do a better job with getting access to that.
So,
Thank you.
We have you on the line, though, is there any specific website or anything you would want to share with those that are listening tonight, any type of research trials that they could look up, since those are listening for this evening? You want to share anything with anyone?
Well, like I said, the National Institutes of Health has all kinds of clinical trials. You can go to their website, nih.gov, and you can just put in a search what you're looking for. It could be for breast cancer. It could be for anything.
For anything.
But I just think we have to be open to doing that.
Okay.
And a lot of people
I like that.
So, again, keeping everyone involved. You can Google anything. Google clinical research, and you will see trials. You will see there are a lot of things out there. So be open and be willing, and I think that it'll make a difference.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you for that great information, Michelle.
So let's Miss T.
Yes.
Miss T.
Yes, I'm here.
What's your final thought for this evening? And then I'm going to wrap it up. Sounds good.
Well, my final thought for this evening, I want to thank everyone for coming on and listening in on our holiday episode. And just know that it is okay to feel the way that you are feeling. It's okay to not want to do the traditional things that you would normally do during the holidays. If you want to skip out on some things or even start new traditions, it is perfectly okay to do so. But know also, it is very important that you communicate. Communication is the key to letting others know what you need and how you feel to help you to get through the holidays, to make it a wonderful experience for you, for those that are struggling to get through it. And it's okay to seek help. If you need help physically, if you need to get in touch, or if you need to seek counseling, that is okay as well, because your physical and your mental health is just as important and needs to be attended to just as well as your physical health. I hope everyone have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and we'll see you back in the new year.
Amen.
And those are my final thoughts.
I love your final thoughts for this evening. Final thought for tonight. The holidays are a time of the year to spend time with loved ones, those that you love. And God says in the Bible, when Jesus was speaking, and one time one of his disciples said, "Jesus, Jesus, there's a mother, there's a father." And he said, "Who are those that are my family but those that serve the Lord?" So in that small parable, I gather, spend time with those that are family-oriented, whether they're blood-related or if they're your family in Christ. Choose and be selective. Guard your heart, because if you have a loved one or you yourself are surviving this, this is something sensitive, and it's something for you to actually just be very coherent in what you're feeling, so that way you, whoever are experiencing something such as this, can get through this and get through it in a great way, so you can bring in the new year with positive thoughts. So we want to thank you all for joining in. We'll be back again coming up in the new year. My God, it's going to be the new year when we come back.
We are in 2020.
In 2020, we will be in full effect, two culture queens, giving you the tea and spilling the tea on every single thing. I love this tea. It's always been with
love you back, Miss Ty.
We are the culture queens right here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Ty Jones along with Miss T.
Miss T and the Big C, yes. And we want to wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas and a wonderful and a happy and prosperous new year. And we will see you in 2020.
2020 says next year.
The year of double blessings. Double blessings.
Double year. Double digits. All right.
Double
love you.
Yes.
Good night and God bless.
Good night, everyone.